might share with that God is where we need to be in relationship.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we just have to get up. And it's not easy. It's not easy to get up. And when we start getting up, we have to practice, because it's not normal for us. So you have to practice doing what is not normal for you to do, so that you can get up and realize that life is not over. And in our darkest hours, as Pastor Chappelle said, in our darkest hour, God loves us, and God will make us stronger than we've ever been before. God is real, folks. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast, already in progress.
I want you to turn. I'm going to read it first in the King James, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Put that on the marquee as we read it. And I want you to look at the words. Praise God. I want those who got baptized today, I want you to look at these words. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now I want to read it in the New Living Translation. I want you to listen to these words. You can be seated. Praise God. Look what the New Living Translation translates. It says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Amen. I want to just talk for a little while about this new life with Christ. Amen. Now, I know I'm trying to talk to those folks that just got baptized today, but I'm talking to the entire body of Christ. A new life with Christ. Our text is one of the greatest passages of Scripture. I'm talking about a passage that we as believers can often turn to in seeking a deeper and more committed walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the basis of the believer's new life with Jesus Christ. History tells us of a classic sermon, praise God. The title of the sermon was The Explosive Power of a New Affection. This sermon was preached by a Reverend Thomas Chamor. And let me just give you the background of it. It seems that on one day, Chamor was riding with a man in a carriage on a long country road. And the man began to beat that horse. He was beating, he was lashing that horse unmercifully. And when Reverend Chamor got the opportunity and asked the man, why did you beat that horse like that? The gentleman told him, he said, well, he said, I saw something, praise God, that would have spooked that horse. And by me beating him, it took his mind off of that object. Praise God. And we were able to make it to our destination safe. Praise God. Isn't that the way Jesus is? Praise God. And so from that moment, Chamor went and he penned this sermon that talks about the explosive power of a new affection. But let me tell you what the new affection was. The new affection was love for his Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, this is what the Apostle Paul had in mind in our text. He had just reminded us, for you Bible readers, praise God, in the closing of chapter 2, that we do not have to be subject to long lists of rules and regulations and restrictions that are devised by men because they were of no value in keeping the flesh in line. Tell you, turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Regardless of all of the rules and regulations that man makes, they will not keep your flesh in check. Praise God. You see, because they were made by man. But Paul writes, praise God, what can keep your flesh in check? Paul writes it in that first verse. Look what Paul says. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, he says, seek those things above which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You see, praise God, we have a new life in Christ since we're risen with him. Praise God. Those who got baptized this morning, before they got baptized, I shared with them that baptism does not save them. I say the only thing baptism does for them is the fact that they are being obedient to God's word. I said Jesus was baptized, and what Jesus was doing when he got baptized, he was given a foreshadow of what was going to happen to him. He knew that he was going to die, he knew that he was going to be buried, and he knew that he was going to rise again. And praise God, and when we get baptized, we are being obedient to his word. And when we get up to the newness of life. You see, there are some things that happen, praise God, when we, praise God, praise this God that we have. When we have this new life with Christ, there are three things, praise God, that's going to be given to us. Praise God, the very first thing, I see some people writing it down, I'm going to tell you, the first thing that it gives is a new view. You're going to have a new view. Praise God. Look at what verses 1 and what verse 2 says. Let me read it all over again. Verse 1 and 2 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not the things that are on this earth. Praise God, my brothers and my sisters. We have too many brothers and sisters who are saved today. Too many brothers and sisters who are sitting in the church today, and their minds are still affixed to the things that are of this earth. When we ought to be allowing our minds to be set on those things that are above. You see, when we allow our minds and we have a new view, when we get our minds set on the things of God, praise God, he gives us a view from above. Amen. You see, the believer lives with a view of eternity. The believer's life is a life that is risen with Christ. How many of y'all know that your life has been risen with Christ? Every born-again believer here right now today ought to know. You shouldn't be guessing about it. You ought to know that your life has been risen with Christ. In our Wednesday night Bible study, praise God, I know I was going to get back to it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. We were talking about what it means for us to be in Christ Jesus. What it means for us, praise God, to take on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. What it means to us, praise God. Don't you know that when you take on this new life in Jesus Christ, praise God, don't you know that God don't look at you no more, praise God, as Brother Benny. He don't look at you as Benny Hayes no more, praise God. He looks at you in the face of Jesus Christ, praise God, and he looks at you as righteousness. We still got Christians today thinking that they can work their way to Christ, that they can work their way to heaven. Praise God. All you need to do is give your life to Jesus Christ and mean it. And if you mean it, praise God, guess what? When God looks at you, he looks at you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's a new view. That's a top view, praise God. And we are to look at those things that are above and not put our minds on these things that are below. Somebody say, what are some of those things that we ought to look at? He gives us a new view. He gives us a new view. Let me just give you a few things because we're not going to be long. Praise God. Look what he does. Christ, when we have this new life with Christ, praise God, when we look at those things above, I'm talking about refer to those things that are in the heavenly realm. I'm talking about those things that are eternal, those things that characterizes Jesus Christ, such as what? Tenderness, praise God, kindness, meekness, praise God, patience. I'm talking about wisdom. I'm talking about forgiveness. I'm talking about strength. I'm talking about, praise God, those things that appear. And by all means, I'm talking about those things that are love. Praise God. Again, a lot of people say, I wonder why the pastor keep talking about that. But I got to talk about it. When the Spirit is upon me, I got to say it, praise God. We can't sit in the church and have an unforgiving spirit. Somebody said, well, I wish you stopped talking about that. Praise God. Start loving people. Start forgiving folk. Start doing it. And maybe the Spirit of the Lord will allow me, praise God, to say everybody now is to start forgiving. Not too many people that's walking through the church at the doors of the church building. Praise God. And they're not speaking to folk. They are still harboring all kinds of hatred in their heart. And I'm going to sound the alarm. Yes, Lord. I got to sound the alarm. Sound it. I got to do it. Praise God. I'm not just up here doing this out of exercise. I can go do something else. I can go. I could have been fishing. They tell me the fish are biting in Saline right now. But praise God. We cannot. We cannot. We cannot We got to seek those things above